We're visiting with Special Agent Rafael Mate with the DEA, and coming up on April 26th, it's National Take Back Day. So what is exactly happening with Take Back Day in North Dakota?
So Take Back Day for DEA is when we call out to everybody to empty those medicine cabinets, bring them out to us. We'll take care of them. Our National Take Back Day is, as you mentioned, on Saturday, April 26th. We usually run it from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. North Dakota has been a great state partner, and they have collections year-round. So you don't really have to come out on Saturday, but we, you know, if you want to come out on Saturday, is great. Go out, find out where you can drop these expired medicines, and North Dakota will take them, and we will get rid of them for you.
Now that, yeah, North Dakota does things a little different. Like other states do them on the specific day, the 26th, and their specific hours. But like you said, North Dakota is a year-round drop-off anytime at various locations. Where can people find spots to drop things off in North Dakota for not just Take Back Day, but anytime they want to clean out their medicine cabinet of their expired pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, so a location finder is available at our website, www.deatakeback.com. And there's going to be an easy reference guide to walk you through where you can find these permanent collection sites. You can put your zip code on there, your town, your city, and then it'll generate a list of places where you can drop these medicines off. It even has a link to the map, so you map it right then and there, and we try to make this easy on everybody to get rid of these medications.
Just to refresh everybody's memory here in North Dakota, what kind of things can people drop off at a drop-off site in North Dakota?
So our partner locations in all over North Dakota will accept for collection anything that's a tablet, a pill, a capsule, patches, you know, like the nicotine patches that people have, any kind of prescription drug that is expired or just not used anymore. Bear in mind, though, that the collection sites will not accept syringes and sharp objects. It's just dangerous for everybody, so do not bring those in. There's other ways of disposing of those. If you have cough syrup or any type of liquid medications, those are also eligible to be accepted throughout the collection spots. Just make sure they're tightly sealed. Some people wrap them up in an extra, you know, put them on a Ziploc bag or something like that, just to make sure that we're not spilling stuff all over the place. But all of that is easily collectible. We exhort everybody to go to our website, www.deatakeback.com, and check out all the places across North Dakota that you can drop your stuff off. We would like you to come out on Saturday the 26th and do that, because that's what's going to be happening nationally. But like you said, North Dakota likes to do it all year round and keep their people safe. So life gets in the way. Find the time. Look up a collection site and drop off your medicines.
And just to make sure everybody takes these pharmaceuticals, disposes of them properly, like, for example, on a take-back day, like on April 26th. When I was a kid, and I go back to my grandma and even my mom and dad, they just said, we'll just flush them down the toilet. People shouldn't do that anymore.
That's correct. People shouldn't be doing that anymore. That contaminates the, you know, the water system. So we would prefer that you bring these out to the collection sites. We do dispose them safely. The state does dispose of it safely. So, yeah, you shouldn't be throwing anything down the toilet. And, I mean, my grandmother used to say, oh, yeah, we'll just throw some coffee grounds on it and throw them in the trash. That's not also a very good idea. You're going to get all kinds of rodents and dogs are going to go into the trash, and then they could get sick by it, or other people that are just rummaging through trash. So we would really exhort people to bring them out to the collection spots.
All right, if you're looking for a day to get rid of those old pharmaceuticals and done safely, the events are all across the nation on April 26th, but North Dakota is an all-year-round, anytime, find a site to dispose of those pharmaceuticals, correct?
That's correct. They have it year-round. all day, every day. North Dakota's motto is be legendary. So they're legendary in collecting stuff all year round.
Thank you very much for your time. It's Special Agent Rafael Matei with the DEA. Thank you very much for your time. You have a great day.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day, too.